Episode 2038, Guide Me in Your Truth.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for some sweet spirit inspiration? It is that time of reflection. Your vertical relationship between you and God. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Guide me in your truth. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, Psalm 25 verse 5 says this, "Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." Where are you placing your hope? So much of our days are based solely on what we can control. But life is not controlled by just our thoughts and our actions. It's much more complicated than that. Hope is not found in your strengths. Hope is found in the truth. Have you ever noticed how God gently prompts us to do something, to make a change, and to trust Him? He doesn't go around throwing temper tantrums. He focuses on your heart, not your whines. Now, He does hear you when you don't like things, but He wants to know your heart, who you are. He wants to be a part of your everyday. So how would your day change if God was leading? Schedules, back to school, career, and daily responsibilities can tempt you with the idea that you got it all covered. You're all under control, right? You don't need anything, but in reality, you are a blessed mess. You have got to let God do more of the driving and you less of the leading. And that's so hard to do. My daughter came to me yesterday and she said, "Hey, Mom, I got an idea. I don't know if you would be up to it, but I would like to go spend a week with my cousin." Now, my niece, her cousin, is back on the mainland from Hawaii. She's spending a few weeks here. And so she's a little bit up north in Kansas where, you know, the family farm is. And so my daughter has been taking two classes over the summer. And she's like, "Mom, I'm fried. I'm done. I need a break. Would it be okay?" And she's like, "Could you drive me?" Now, she drives. I mean, she's college. But they wanted to do a road trip back together. And they've never had that experience. And at first, I got to tell you, I was being very selfish. I'm like, I don't want to give 8 hours of my day. And I paused for a moment in my own head, not saying this out loud to my daughter. But in reflection, I'm like, would God tell that to me? Would He say, "I don't want to give you 8 hours of my day to impact an incredible opportunity to create memories, to expand a friendship within the family"? I mean, she lives, for goodness sakes, in Hawaii. Why would I not give this opportunity? We sell ourselves so short, but God doesn't. But we're very quick to blame Him when we don't get our ways, or we get a health report we don't like, or stuff in a relationship, whether it be a mother-daughter or mother-son relationship or father-son, father-daughter. It could be anything within the family. And we sit there and we just whine at God. And we say, "Lord, why? Why are you doing this to me? Haven't I?" And we list it all out. Come on, you know you've been there. I've been there. And it was a reality check for me. When my daughter was just asking me to give a little extra more, and you know what? I've been given. Remember, I've painted 3 houses already this summer. I'm like, I'm done traveling. We are in COVID-19, but I feel like I've traveled more during this whole crisis than I ever had any summer, unless if we're moving. And I thought, I just need a break. I need a break. I don't want to do anything. And I wanted to be selfish. I'm like, just get in your car and drive. When you come back, you girls can have 2 cars. And I started to think about it. I'm like, that's not right. God would not tell me, you know what, Christine, you're not worth 8 hours of my time. God is not telling you that you're not worthy. You just see it sometimes that he's not answering and giving you what you want. But you've got to understand that God knows what you need. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Where are you placing your hope and in whom? Are you trying to fit all the puzzle pieces together yourself? Are you relying on your own strength? Are you trying to drag yourself out of bed thinking that, man, if I don't do this way, life is just going to come to a screeching halt? Sometimes we have detours in life. Sometimes we have interruptions to get us to see a different perspective. As we were driving back, my mom went with me. And so my daughter and myself, and then of course my mom, we were all caravanning there, right? All together in one vehicle. And then same day we turn around and drive back. So we meet halfway to meet my darling sweet niece. And after we drop her off, we're coming back and it's late, almost the next day, meaning today. And I'm like, seriously, I am tired. I was yawning more than I've ever yawned in a really long time. And my body was feeling it. I was tensing up and I'm like, oh Lord, I just want to be done. I want to be able to stretch out. I don't want to have to hold a steering wheel any longer. I'm tired of driving. Then all of a sudden I looked up in the sky. Now I understand it's very late. It's like, oh my goodness, we're approaching close to 11 o'clock. And all of a sudden I see this glimmer of orange in the sky. And it was this big, bright harvest moon. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, Mom, do you see the moon? Well, she doesn't know where I'm looking. I'm looking straight ahead because I'm driving. She's looking off the side thinking it's somewhere else and higher up. I said, no, Mom, it's right in front of you. Sometimes what God wants you to see is right in front of you, but you're looking in areas that you miss. Well, finally, I got our attention to look the right way, and there it was. Well, little did we know, because it was so dark, that the sky was so full of clouds, and the moon was rising. And all of a sudden, what looked like the moon initially began to disappear. And we watched it go up into the clouds, and there was nothing else to be seen. The clouds completely covered it, as if it didn't exist. No color shone through, no light, it was dark. And I just thought for a moment, I'm like, oh my gosh, a lot of us are living our lives in the clouds. We're trying to do our own thing and we just cover it all up with our busyness, our hectic schedules, our craziness. We just keep cramming things into our lives, and we are forgetting about what matters most. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. You know, that moon, beautiful harvest moon, orange is all get out. I mean, just absolutely stunning. It disappeared in the clouds. But I know that the moon is there, right? Because I know the truth. And so my hope is that, yes, guess what? I may not see it the rest of this evening, that night as I looked at it, but I will see it the following day. How are you leading your life? Where are you placing your hope? Are you willing to let God do more of the driving and you less of the leading? I know it's tough, but God wants your heart. Let him have it today. Open your heart, open your mind and your ears to hear what he has in store for you. That blessed mess, I guarantee you, he's going to hold your hand all through it. You don't have to worry about the laundry. Eventually, it'll get done. But you know, the most important thing is the gifts that he's given you. Look at your spouse. Look at your children. Look at your job. Look at life as an opportunity to impact the world that you touch. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. I love you so much. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.